as the post-match show from the Glen Book after Liverpool go back to the top of the league after beating Burnley 3-1. I've got Lizzie Doyle, I've got Robbie O'Neill, and I've got Neil Docken. And Neil, to be honest, for most of the first half and definitely half time, I was thinking this is one to get through, just get 3 points and get out of here. But actually turned out a little bit better than that. There was some bright performance in the second half. It's always great to see all three forwards score, and they could have had more in the end.
Yeah, definitely. First half, they looked a bit like 11 lads who've all had the flu. And as a man who's had the flu for 2 weeks and not been in the gym, and I reckon top flight football, the demands are a little bit more than there are on me at Pure Gym. I thought it was a little flat to start. It's the first time in a long time that we've kicked off with City ahead of us, isn't it? Knowing that we've got to get the results, where everything's riding on it. And they started strongly, I thought, Burnley, but we did work our way into it. Second half was much better. What a difference Harvey Elliott made again. Another like incredible performance off the bench from him. But Wataru Endo, straight off the plane, my man of the match. I just thought he was absolutely brilliant, snapping into everything. I even loved the yellow card that he took when we should have had a foul about 30 seconds before. He said, I'll show you a foul. So no, but ultimately it's job done. It's the 3 o'clock kickoff. Not like the biggest opposition, not the most glamorous fixture, but these are the ones you've got to grind out sometimes. And you say, all three strikers scoring, what more can you ask for?
Yeah, I thought the change second half made a big difference. Harvey Elliott coming on, I think he's been a bit unlucky not to start the last two, probably, you know, in terms of the, what he offers in terms of balance and energy, but he can't have done any more than today. He's a great 45 minutes. I thought Curtis Jones at right back did really well there as well. And that right side was just so much better after the change, and everything came down there.
I just thought when Trent went off, I was like, oh, it just felt quite ominous, you know, with them scoring and then with that change straight on the half. And then I think I was sat next to Stu Wright and we was looking at it and go, fucking hell, he's put Jones at right back.